Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Every Tuesday we are joined by comedian Bernard O'Shea.
What a man he is. Always makes us laugh. You can read him in the irishexaminer.com every week, and he's got a book out called Manopause. He joins us on the line again. Good morning, Bernard.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning. Good morning, Dermot.
Hello.
Now, I know you guys don't think I put an awful lot of effort into this. However, I have been doing a huge amount of work. I have come up with some Irish films that should be made.
Ooh.
Now, I know we've done some great Irish films like The Commitments, The Field, all those fantastic, fantastic films. But here's some films that I think tap into the Irish culture more profoundly and I think should be made.
Okay, right? Bring it on.
Okay, so hopefully join in if you feel I'm missing bits of it. So because I mightn't have put that much work into it.
Class.
Okay, so the first film is called Reversing Around a Corner. And it stars Barry Keoghan, right? Okay, so Barry plays an insurance broker called Brendan. He keeps failing his driving test because he can't reverse around a corner.
Mm.
On his fifth time failing, he meets a disgruntled sales manager, Jane O'Shaughnessy, played by Amy Huberman, right, in the waiting room, who also feels hard done by her attempts trying to reverse around a corner. Together, they strike up a romantic partnership based around their failure of reversing around a corner, but also meet up with several other people who can't reverse around a corner. They form a club and meet regularly in car parks where they drive into each other as they reverse around the corner.
That sounds like a winner.
It's perfect. It just needs one thing, which is a quest to find anyone who in real life has ever needed to reverse around a corner apart from their test.
Dave, the next bit is they begin to ask, why is this utterly useless maneuver in the test?
I should have known. I should have trusted you.
Surely you would have the common sense. Never, ever reverse around the corner. However, here's the twist.
Mm.
However, the more questions they ask, the more it becomes apparent that there is a massive conspiracy. At first, they feel it's big business or the church or politics. However, it could possibly be a throwback to the British wanting us not to move forward by making us continually reverse around a corner.
I'm happy with that.
Eventually, they uncover a massive plot to blow up a really significant building, and that Bosco, Judge, Snotzer, Zuppy, and Slightly Go Bonkers from the Wonderly Wagon are all behind it. At the very, very end, it's revealed that Barry and Amy are the one person, and they have a rake of insurance claims against them as they were just reversing into random cars and car parks. Reversing around a corner. Coming soon to a streaming service near you.
Love it.
Excellent. What could top that, Bernard?
Okay, the next film is called The Penalty. Interested, aren't you?
Yes.
Cillian Murphy wakes up alone in a hospital bed in 2008.
Okay.
He wanders through the streets of Dublin. They are completely and utterly empty. He can't find anything. He even goes to his apartment block, but it's not there. He eventually meets people in tiny little cafes, and they're all eating Marietta biscuits and watching Glenroe. He eventually finds out that Packy Bonner never saved Tomofte's penalty in the 1990 World Cup. Because of that, we never have the Celtic Tiger. Cillian Murphy then goes on a quest to find Packy Bonner again, even though he's quit professional football. This is years later.
Yeah.
And Tomofte in Romania, and brings them back to the stadium in Genoa and makes Packy Bonner save the penalty, trying to fix the Irish economy. However, when he does it, it all goes to shit anyway because the whole Anglo thing kicks off and his quest is totally and utterly useless. The Penalty, starring Cillian Murphy.
Amazing. Oscars all over the shop for that.
Yeah, there may be copyright infringement there on a certain other movie, but we'll let you away with it because it should be made.
Okay. And the last one is I'm Just Having the One. Brendan Gleeson stars as a man who says to his wife, listen, I'm just popping out for the one, right? 16 years later, he owns several racehorses and three pubs in Longford. End. That's it.
Thank you, Bernard.
That's it. Brilliant, Bernard. See you,
talk to you next week.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.